In 2006, Carlton Dufresneau took me up in his single-engine plane for a look at why Hurricane Katrina was able to barrel over Louisiana's coast. It's because so much of Louisiana's coast was gone. Erosion eats away a football field every 40 minutes, leaving Louisiana with little to buffer storm surges. A major culprit was the Mississippi River Gulf Outlet, a canal that Dufresneau called a cancer on the wetlands. As director of the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation, it was Dufresneau's job to fight wetlands loss, a job that took an emotional toll.
More than anything else, what is so frustrating about this, it could have been prevented. And when you know there's a problem out there, and you keep running up against a wall and running up against a wall and running up against a wall, and you're using science and telling people, look, here are the facts, telling decision makers, if we don't change this system, we're setting ourselves up for disaster. And the disaster finally comes, and frankly, it's still a bit surreal. There's a part of me, I guess, that stopped living on August 29th, and there's another part that is still here. The part that's still here is the part that knows that we can change it, that we can make this community sustainable, that we can do it right. Dadgum it, we're going to do it.
That was Carlton Dufresneau in 2006. This summer, I caught up with him in his new office overlooking the Causeway Bridge that crosses Lake Pontchartrain. His new job is to manage engineering for the Causeway, the world's longest bridge. He still serves on the Pontchartrain Foundation's board of directors, and he's still passionate about coastal protection.
I'm gray. let's see. In some ways, it's hard to believe it's 5 years ago. Sometimes it seems like yesterday. Sometimes it seems like another life. Anybody who was down here or came back right after it, you really had to want to be here to stay. Since the storm, this community, it is unified. We are not tolerating BS. I'm sorry if I'm not supposed to say that. We have come a long way in a short period of time. And in my opinion, it made this community stronger.
Now, when we last spoke, you took me up in a plane and showed me the Mississippi River Gulf Outlet. Tell me what's happened with the MRGO since then.
I think the most positive news since Katrina is the MRGO, this 40-mile-long channel that bisected the coast of Louisiana. In the opinion of many of us, it was a cancer progressively eating away at the coast. It was finally closed a year ago. And that little bitty project right now, it's restored some of the natural hydrology. Salinities we knew further inshore were going to start to reduce, and I thought this would happen over a period of years, but actually in a few months we saw salinities drop about 2 parts per thousand. And today, coastal Louisiana is still very much in jeopardy, but the hemorrhage, at least south and east of the river, has stopped. We're still going down, but that rate of destruction, thank goodness, seems to be slowing down some.
You know, when we last spoke, you grew quite emotional about the frustration of having seen this coming, but not being able to do anything about it. And I wonder, what are your feelings about that now? Do you think we've come any closer to recognizing and addressing the kind of problems that set this place up for the disaster that was Katrina?
Yes and no. The storm protection system today, 5 years after the storm, it is head and shoulders over what it was on August 29th of 2005. And nevertheless, even with this increased level of protection, the federal government's finally acknowledging that even with this tremendous improvements around New Orleans, if the coast continues to go, the storm surges could increase about 30%. Over what they are right now. So that is why it's so imperative that we've got to make our coast self-sustaining. Without that, New Orleans would never be sustainable.
The other thing I remember you saying is, in reference to restoring the wetlands, you said, this is a quote, "Dadgummit, we're going to do it."
Well, that was part of that post-Katrina energy that I would suggest is still here. And the state, to its credit, got a pretty doggone hefty organization focusing at coastal restoration right now. I wouldn't agree with them 100% on everything, but this is the only time in the history of Louisiana that there's been an entity that has focused on not only levees, you know, it's traditional storm protection, but coastal, and they are integrated. It is not one or the other anymore. It's both. The biggest problem I think the state is having is right now the political consequences of if somebody lives in a small community right down by the coast and they've been there for a long time, it's hard to tell people you got to move. But in the grand scheme, is that best for everyone? Yeah, and it takes a lot of guts. I think in some instances we don't have the political courage that is necessary for this region.
Mr. Dufresneau, thank you very much.
Been fun. Take care.